Eklog, the best man in the field, Simon Bob.
That's slowish work, Bob. What's a been about? Thy pucking don't go on, not over sprack. Why, I've a pucked my wheel, Luxy, clear out, and here I got another, turning back.
I'll work with thee then, Sammy, any day at any work best minded to go at, for any money thee dost like to lay. Now, Mr. Sammy, what dost think of that?
My girt wheel here is twice so big as thine, or else, I warned, I shouldn't be behind. Now, dang thee, Bob, don't tell such whopping lies. My wheel is biggest if to come to size. 'Tis just a sim, whatever best about. Why, when best tedding grass, you lazy sloth, somebody's a fuss to tick thy swath and ted a halfway back to help thee out. And when best raking rollers, best so slack that thee dost keep the boys and women back. And if dost think that thee can challenge I at anything, then, Bob, we'll check a pick a piece, and once this summer go and try to make a rick a piece. A rick o' thine will look a little funny when these are done, and I'll bet any money.
Ya knockerhead! Last year thee madest a rick, and we were forced to triggin' wi' a stick. And what did John the Tipton say? Why, Zeta stood atop on all the while in dread, a-thinking that Avora should ha' done un, a'd tumble over slap wi' he upon un.
You lying, lazy thief! I warned my rick were better than thy load o' hay last week. They hadn't got 100 yards to haul un, and then they were a fuss to have un bone. For if they hadn't, 'twould ha' tumbled down. And ere that, I's either were a valin' and pushed again and with my pitchin' pick to keepin' up just till we got to Rick. And when the Humpty Dumpty were unbound, I fell to pieces down upon the ground.
Do shut thy lion chops! What, dostn't mind thy pitchin' to me out in gully plot, and makin' of me white was do behind a half an hour for every pitch I got? And then, how thee didst ground thy pick and blow and quirk to getting up on end, dost know, to rise a pitch that were about so big's a goodish crow's nest or a old man's wig? Why, best a week dost know as any roller, some of the women folks will beat thee holler.
Ye snub-nosed flubber chops! I pitched so quick that thee dost know thee hadst the hardest job to check the pitches in from my slow pick. And dissen see I ground another, Bob. And thee best stronger thee dost think than I. Girt bandy lags, I just should like to try.
We'll go if thee dost like, and just see which can heave the most, or car the biggest niche. There, Sam, to make I sick to hear thy braggin'? Why, best'n strong enough to carry a flagon.
Ye grinnin' fool, I warned I'd set thee blowin' if thee was swimmy for a day a mowin'. I'd wear my quart, and thee shouldst pull thy rags off, and in 10 minutes, why, I'd mow thy legs off.
Thee, mowy I? Why, cuss'n keep up wi' me. Why, bist'n't fit to go afield to skimmy or mow the docks and thistles. Why, I'll bet a shillin, Sam'l, that thee castn't wet.
Now, don't thee say much more than what's to said, or else I'll knock thee down, heels over head.
Thee, knock I down, ye fool? Why, castn't hit a blow half hard enough to kill a nit.
Well, thee shut veal upon thy chops and snout.
Come on then, Sam'l, let's just have one bout.